What's happening, everybody? Mike Myers here, and you're listening to the VidBiz Podcast right here on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, or whatever it's called, or Podbean, or whatever you're listening to, as well as YouTube. Maybe you're watching. If you're watching, I apologize for my hair. It's super windy outside, and I've tried to fix it. But yeah, you might just have to look at some crazy, crazy hair while you watch me talk. Again, this is the VidBiz Podcast. What is the VidBiz Podcast exactly? Mike, you know better. Turn your phone off. What is the VidBiz Podcast? Well, I can tell you. You know, this is just a podcast where I like to talk about video related things, but mostly it's mostly business and what I've learned in business, being in business for 5 years, full time for 5 years, and just kind of trudging through ups, downs, the roller coaster that is running and owning a small business. And I speak from the experience of video production and creative business, but I feel like we can apply these things to any business. So hopefully you're caught up. I don't know if there's really a thread going on, so I guess you don't really need to be caught up. But this is your first time joining us. Me, it's not us, it's me. Then welcome. And if you're tuning in for the eighth or ninth time or whatever episode this is, welcome back. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you listening and you watching and giving feedback. And if you ever feel like giving a review of any sort, you know, hit up vidbizpodcast.com. There's review links there. You can review the podcast. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love for you to give me some ideas of things that you want to talk about or that you would like me to talk about. So let's get into it today. Today is a Thursday, typical day that I record, and I was once a year here in Worcester, Ohio. Just like most towns or areas with a chamber of commerce, there's like an annual dinner, an annual get together, and that is happening tonight. And so I was gearing up for that. I'm kind of attending, but I'm also kind of shooting and just being a part of that. And then it got me to thinking about those types of things, those types of events, community events, networking, and those types of things. And I really wanted to touch on that today, mostly from a creative professional's perspective. I think that what we do as creatives is that we always think our work is going to sell itself. We think, you know, people are going to hire us purely based, you know, we're going to make all these videos in my case, and then, you know, we're just going to put them out in the world wide web, and people are going to see them, and they're going to hire us, and they're going to give us so much money. And that's just how the world works. Well, that's what we think, but I feel like we do that way too often. And I even kind of get into, you know, dips where I'm like, well, I have done all of this great work and I have a good reputation, but then I step back and I realize, oh, I probably haven't attended a networking event or, you know, a chamber of commerce event for a few months. It's probably time to kind of step out there again and kind of reintroduce myself. And so that's, I think, like I said, creatives especially, we're not, you know, I feel like personality-wise, we're kind of all over the spectrum. I wouldn't pigeonhole us into any type of personality as far as, you know, extroverted or introverted. But I think I like the idea of being extroverted, but I'm like an introvert that likes the idea of being an extrovert. I think I like to typically, you know, just kind of be a recluse, kind of go in a corner, and not really talk to people, because that feels cheap, I guess. I feel like people have said that to me, like, that feels cheap. That feels like you're being salesy, or you're just creating that relationship for the purpose of doing business. It's not like it's just surface. And yeah, it is. And you know, you never know how things are going to evolve, and maybe you could actually, you know, garner some actual friendships out of those situations. But typically, when we're talking about networking events and community events, and in this case that I'm going to today, a Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, you know, you're really just, you're connecting with these people. We're all there for the same reason, because we're business owners, or we're business professionals, or, you know, our, you know, in some capacity, we're an executive or whatever. And so that's the total reason that we are there. That's the reason why the Chamber of Commerce exists, is to connect other business people and create those relationships. And, you know, I've been a part of the Chamber. I've been a member. My personal business, actually both of my businesses are part of my local Chamber of Commerce. And I have been for the past 5+ years, ever since I kind of stepped out on my own. I connected with the Chamber and really just wanted to, at that point, wanted to connect with them and, really, you know, obviously I'm starting now on my own, want them to know, like, hey, I'm doing this thing. And I knew I had some relationships with some of those people from my previous job. So that helped a little bit, but yeah, really just kind of putting myself out there. And then actually going to, not just being a member, because that's easy. You just pay like a fee and you put all your information on a website. And then, but I don't think people are, I feel like the Chamber of Commerce is beneficial in two ways, and that's word of mouth. So if somebody is in the part of the Chamber and they might go to the Chamber directors, or, you know, the president, the people that work for the Chamber, and they say, hey, I'm looking for a photographer or a videographer, and they'd be like, well, Mike's great, use him, he's a member, and that's great. The other way is going to actual events and just connecting, and it's arduous, man. It is not fun, especially, you know, I'm a millennial. I like to go to these events in jeans. It's what I wear to work. You know, I don't like dress up to go to these chamber events. Actually, today I have a pretty sick suit that I'm going to wear, but I typically wear jeans, you know, tennis shoes, whatever I'm wearing. Sitting in my office, I'm just going to go to like a young professionals meeting, or, you know, an after business hours meeting. And it's just super intense when you're kind of 30, in, you know, like late 20s, in your 30s, you're a business owner, you're pretty relatively successful, you know, you're working full time in your own business, but you're trying to rub shoulders with these big wigs, I guess, these top executives of some of the biggest corporations, especially here in where I live, some of the biggest corporations in the world. There's just a lot of industry, a lot of manufacturing that goes on in my own backyard here. There's a fuzzy. So it's intimidating to kind of show up to these events. You know, you look like a bum, I guess. I mean, in skinny jeans and a t-shirt and tennis shoes, and, you know, CEO guy or whatever is wearing like a three-piece suit, and not that I feel like less than them, but it's like, how do I approach these situations? And it's all about relationships and people seeing your face over and over and over and over at all of these different events. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I recognize Mike. I've seen him at all, you know, all of the events and stuff like that. People just, you know, people become familiar with your face. And then eventually they kind of associate your face with the work that you do. And then down the road, when they're looking to actually do something themselves, then it can pay off. And so, I think we need to stray away from the idea of people, you know, I make great content and then people will hire me. That's not how it works. Obviously marketing and advertising and those types of things. But I really feel like the biggest way that we can advertise and market ourselves is boots on the ground, you know, or dress shoes on the ground, tennis shoes in my case on the ground, and walking into these events and just, you know, everyone is a human being. We've all been there, and there doesn't have to be the politics of like, oh, you're not supposed to go talk to Bob Boberson because he's the CEO, like you're lesser than. I just walk up to people sometimes and pretend like I don't know who they are. So I can just be like, hey, I'm Mike, and you know, I'm Bob Boberson. I'm the CEO of Giant Corporation. And then you can open up and, you know, Mike, what do you do? Well, I own a small business. It's just myself and, you know, some subcontractors and stuff like that that work with me. But it's just me full time. And we just do video production. Oh, video. Yeah, that's great. I used to be a photographer, you know, back in my 20s or, you know, if you're willing to have an actual conversation with people, you know, we have to just come to the realization that everyone is human and we need to approach these events and approach these things, you know, just like, it's not like I'm going to go like make a sales pitch right now. But just connecting with people, being a real person, you know, making jokes, and then, you know, just slowly getting to know people. And I'm really just speaking to myself here. I'm hyping myself up for tonight because I know when you get into those environments, and especially it's easy for me, especially when I'm doing like a hybrid situation where I'm like shooting something, but I'm also like, well, I am a member and I'm attending this thing. It's super easy for me to hide behind the camera. And so just remembering, like, put the camera down every so often, introduce yourself, shake hands, have a conversation. And that's just been on my mind today as I'm kind of prepping to go there tonight. And really just, I encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself as well, but to, if you're not a part of a community organization, whether that's the Chamber of Commerce, or whether that's a young professionals group, or whether that's whatever, you know, get connected with other people, other professionals, business professionals, in your area. And even if you are more of a, like, I do an online business, or I travel for all my work, and, you know, I do all of my stuff, you know, traveling throughout the United States or overseas or whatever, it still doesn't hurt to be connected with people in your community. And I think I just to kind of put like a little pin and kind of say, like, I really learned the value of having good community connections when the pandemic hit. And, you know, obviously travel's a no-go, weddings were a no-go, but in those moments when, you know, people were scrambling, for, you know, a high school hired me to shoot their graduation. And I worked with a couple other local mental health agencies in like kind of PSA type stuff. And it was all because of relationships that I had with people already. And so, yeah, I would just encourage, relationships is key. don't hold yourself up in your office or in your studio and think that your work will sell itself, because it won't. You are the person and the heart behind what you do and what you create. And people want to get to know that person. And like I said, I know it's kind of surfacey. It feels like that. It feels kind of fake and plasticky sometimes. But there are genuine and true relationships that can be, that can come out of. And sometimes you just have a business relationship with someone, and that's okay. But that pays the bills, right? That puts money in your pocket, and that helps you to grow your business further. So I wouldn't discredit, and I wouldn't discount being a part of those types of groups, networking, connecting with other people your same age. Yes, and that's always easier. But really trying to connect with like the older generation. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm having to connect with the younger generation. I went to a young professionals event, and that the age range is like 20 or 18, or I don't know. It's like 20 to 40 or something like that. And the majority of the people were like early 20s. And I was like, I'm not the young professional I thought I was. So just connecting with those other generations, people, you know, that you could mentor, maybe help along, but people that are older than you and that you can, you know, gather wisdom from. And, that's my two cents about it. And I think you should, consider it. That's it. This is the VidBiz Podcast. I'm Mike Myers. Like I said at the beginning, you can visit vidbizpodcast.com to check out show notes, check out any of the other episodes. And there are links as well to social media. And I would really encourage, I really want to start, it hasn't really kicked off the way that I want it to. And that's probably just me not really like being a good moderator, but I would really like to get a cool Facebook group started where we're just discussing these types of things. And I know that there's a lot of other, you know, Facebook groups out there and support groups and stuff like that that are kind of in the same niche, but I think we can create something unique. And if you're interested in connecting in a community of other like-minded small business, video business, photography business owners, the VidBiz Podcast community is on Facebook, and we can ask each other questions, give each other recommendations. Speaking of recommendations, I don't really have one, but just kind of like a small win, which is also like a recommendation, is hiring an editor for me the past couple weeks, months. There was one big project that was really just overwhelming me with the idea of like editing, and I've hired editors in the past, and I found this girl through another Facebook connection group, I guess, community, and she's been awesome. She knocked it out of the park with the first edit. I think I made like a couple minor changes, and then the client loved it, and that was just like a weight off my shoulders. So I don't know, when you can work smarter, not harder, when you can utilize resources that maybe you're not the strongest in, or maybe that you just don't have the time to do, that I encourage you to do that. There's no shame. There's no like rule book that says you have to do everything all the time. You're in it to win it. You're in it to grow a business. And in order to do that, you gotta get creative, and you gotta do things. You gotta hire people. You gotta outsource. And that's how you truly grow a business. If you want to stay stagnant, if you want to stay just a freelance videographer for the next 5 years, 10 years, and just make the same amount of money, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to work smarter and, get more things done in a quicker amount of time without actually you having to do some of those things, then just keep listening to this podcast, because I hope that I can give you encouragement in doing those things. So, but yeah, takeaway from this, go out, connect with your local chamber of commerce, connect with local networking groups. If there doesn't exist, that doesn't, I can't speak. If one doesn't exist in your community, create one. Create a local, you know, small business professionals group. I don't know. Get creative. Anyways, I guess that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Peace.